Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, The Call That Lives Peacefully.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome Jesus because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. In his preaching, Jesus never preached violence against anyone. When we look at his later life, we know only too well that he suffered most cruelly through the crucifixion and nailing to a cross that killed him. He lived through violent times. His companions, James and John, obviously wanted to protect Jesus and thought they could call on God to physically punish the Samaritans who rejected them. But this was not the mind of Jesus, and he told them they were going to proceed peacefully. That is what he tells us today. What does it mean for us to claim we are peaceful people? It means our society must be peaceful. The violence around us must be condemned. Rather, we need to work to heal and help those around us. It is the basis of our gospel message. Our country is defending Ukraine. We know that is a noble defence, but it must be a peaceful one, even more so than many people wish for. I believe Putin's behaviour is evil and cannot be tolerated. The United Nations is a peace-promoting organisation. I am opposed to anyone saying that General Milley should be put to death. That is evil, wishful thinking that can have no place in our society. I think today that this must dominate our prayers. May peace rule in our hearts. These are not easy words to live by. But thank you for listening. God bless.